Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say Facebook-like. Today, we have Eric Zeng, the Director of Product at Facebook, joining us. Hi, Eric. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好。We understand Facebook is so powerful. 1.8 billion active users are there. Do you have any idea how many likes on average each person press on Facebook?
Oh boy, I don't know what that stat would
right.
be. But I definitely know that likes for me can get pretty addictive at times where it's fun to just to sort of make a post and see your like count go
right.
up.
Right, yeah. No, I was addicted to that too, to check, oh no, how many likes did I get? At least I do know every day I probably pressed at least 100 likes on my friends' posts.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm not even addicted to Facebook in a way. I'm an active user, and I know some people. Like one day I took a bus over 3 hours journey, and the guy next to me, he was on Facebook throughout the whole 3 hours.
Are you sure it wasn't me?
That was probably you, yeah. Yeah, so that's how addictive Facebook is. To press like in Chinese, we say 按赞.
按赞.
按赞. 按 is to press. And 赞 is like, and to press is actually a combination between a hand and peace. And peace, yeah, why your hand is peaceful? It's actually just the sound, because peace, the sound of it is an. And when you put a hand as radical next to an, then we produce the sound an. That means to press.
An.
An. Exactly. So you can imagine an action that you press like, and like something in Chinese, of course, is 喜欢, but in this case, we say 赞 because we actually, in addition to you like something, we say, oh, we praise somebody been doing a great job. So 赞 can be used as a noun. When it's used as a noun, is to praise someone doing a marvelous job. So we say 赞.
赞.
赞 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 赞.
赞.
赞. So 赞 has been, because of the power of Facebook, 赞 was quite a formal way of using in the literature in the past, but since Facebook's become so popular, 赞 is now like a day-to-day word. People use it all the time, all day long, even outside Facebook context. When they like something, they just say 赞 and then with a thumb up. And this is into the modern day-to-day life.
A real life like. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And so since you work at Facebook, do you know who had the most like ever in history?
You know, I had no idea about this, but I did look it up. And it looks like, at least last year, mm-hmm. Vin Diesel had one of the most popular posts with the most number of likes.
Right.
And it was a picture of him. And if you know Vin Diesel, he's this really big, muscular, super macho actor.
Macho guy.
And it's of him holding and kissing a baby. And it's this adorable picture. And
what a contrast. So sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And he looks so happy. And the baby looks happy. And it got nearly 8 million likes.
8 million. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I would be quite happy if I get 100 sometimes. 8 million. Wow, and do you know who is the next to him?
Ooh, then I don't know who came in after. I think Vin Diesel had maybe 2 or 3 of the top 10
right.
most liked posts last year. So
wow.
He's a popular guy on Facebook.
Right, so 8 million people and then on Vin Diesel's his picture with a baby.
That's right.
And who has the biggest account on Facebook? Must be Hollywood stars.
That's a great question too. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be some celebrity. We've actually seen both celebrities and also just politicians and other notable people
mm-hmm.
Really spend more and more time
mm-hmm.
building their Facebook fan base.
Right.
And it's been incredible to see how that's become a powerful communication channel and a way for them to connect directly with
yes.
people who are interested in learning more and more about their lives.
Yeah, this is really cool. Through Facebook, we actually post teaching posts. So for example, every holiday, we will have the teaching post at Ghost Month in Chinese Ghost Month. We teach about the ghost and the month. And Thanksgiving, we teach turkey, which is fire chicken. So we use Facebook for teaching purposes. It's been amazing. We have very good engagement through our fans and then also the volunteers.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
Please follow Chinese on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah, please do. And talk Chinese too. Uh-huh. Right. Since we have to end Zen, we should learn about friends as well. Friends, they are the most important components on Facebook. To say friends, we say 朋友.
朋友.
And interestingly, both 朋 and 友 in Chinese, they mean something similar, sort of interchangeable. Both means friends. So friends, friends, that means friends.
Hmm. I wonder why we can't say 友朋.
No, we don't swap them. And that's the thing about Chinese. Sometimes you swap them, they become something interesting. Like when we say big fire, it's literally big fire. And fire big, that means someone is really angry.
大火火大.
That's right. 大火火大.
Yeah.
And when you say 日本, that means the day and the origin. That means Japan, because that Japan was the land of rising sun. But then when you swap into 本日, that means today.
I definitely remember as a kid getting my parents a bit 火大 with me.
My parents are really 火大 with me all the time too. So we share something in common. Okay, another important term we often use on Facebook is to share.
Mm-hmm.
So we say 分享.
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 分享. 分 is first tone, that means to divide, to share. And 想 is a third tone. 想, that means joy. So you divide and share the joy with your friends. 分享.
分享.
朋友分享, that means friends and share. You 分享. Okay, so let's repeat 按赞.
按赞.
按赞. This is a very important word to learn. And sometimes you can say that along with your body language, with your thumb up, with a big smile, and say 赞.
赞.
People will love it.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Today, we learned how to praise your friend on Facebook. 按赞.
按赞.
Until next time, 再见, Eric.
再见, 小兰, 谢谢.
谢谢.